biblical understanding. Sometimes the most foundational, even elementary topics can be difficult to understand. So how do we grab a spiritual understanding to these things that are so crucial to our relationship with Christ? Welcome to Transforming Conversations with Pastor Rock Dilliman. With over 30 years of ministry, preaching, and biblical study, Pastor Rock discusses biblical topics that bring them into a fresh new light that is easy to understand and apply to our lives. And now, your host for another Transforming Conversation, Greg Hughes.
Welcome back. Another Transforming Conversation with Pastor Rock. Thank you, sir, again for being here.
Thank you.
Pastor Rock, if you wouldn't mind, I want to look at a scripture in the Old Testament. And the reason I want to do that is because I received a book when I was at Tocoa Falls College. I was employed there, went to school there. And one of the old professors gave me a book called Achieving the Impossible with God. And on the inside cover, it was really cool, there in his own handwriting, R.A. Forrest, the founder of Tocoa Falls College, wrote this scripture from Jeremiah 33:3, and it reads, "Call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know." Every time I look at that scripture, "Call me and I will answer you," I want to apply it to every whim and everything that I want or I think I need. Because God says, "Call me and I'll answer you." But I'm sure it's not that easy as I would like it to be. So as far as, you know, what was Jeremiah meaning, I guess?
Okay, read it again, because I'm asking you to do that for an emphasis, for okay, a specific reason.
"Call to me and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know."
Okay. Whenever you're unpacking a biblical promise, it's always important to ask the question, was this promise limited to the original recipient, or is it a universal promise for the people of God?
Okay.
There are promises that were made to men and women of God that you would never apply to every child of God. For example, God's promise to Abraham that right, in his old age, he would have a son and his elderly wife who had been barren would bear him a son.
You can't claim that. I don't think we would want
when
that.
You're 90 years old, you can claim that, but ain't got to happen.
Right.
Okay. So that's a clear case of it was a specific person, time, place, purpose, promise, never meant to be taken universally as a promise to all of God's people.
Right.
Then there are promises that are made to all of God's people. When you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he'll be with you.
Right. Right.
"There is no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man."
Right.
When you pass through the fire, when you pass through the flood, it will not destroy you, it will not overwhelm you. Those are universal promises. Then there are promises that really are both specific and universal. And that promise from Jeremiah falls into that third category.
Both.
Both, because okay, there were things the prophet was struggling to grasp. He didn't fully understand everything God was up to in his life.
Right.
Because remember, Jeremiah had it really hard. Because God said, "You're going to prophesy and nobody's going to pay attention to you." There's a reason he wrote the book of Lamentations.
Yeah.
And so that raised all kinds of questions. Mm. His assignment raised a lot of questions. If I was given that assignment, I'd have questions.
Right.
So I'm going to knock myself out for virtually no results. That's what you're telling me. Yeah, now go for it.
Wow.
So God, in essence, told him, you call upon me, and I'm going to help you grasp what's going on.
Okay.
Okay? So it was specific. But it is safe to also see that as a universal promise, because it aligns with other promises God makes about prayer. It aligns with New Testament promises God makes about prayer, like seek and you will find.
Right.
Ask and it will be given. Knock and it will be opened unto you. So because it aligns with other New Covenant promises, it's safe to say that was not only for Jeremiah, but that's for me as well.
Right.
And having established that, the reason I had you read it a second time is because of what God said about it. I'm going to show you things you don't know.
Right. Right.
The reason why God does not make a blanket promise that whatever we ask, he'll do it, is because there is so much that we don't know. And because there is so much that we don't know, we ask amiss.
Right.
We ask for things that in our mind would lead to a good outcome. But God knows it might lead to a disastrous outcome. Or it might lead to a good outcome, but not the best outcome.
Because we don't have all the facts.
Because we don't have all the facts.
Right, right.
We are bound by time and space. We live a second at a time. God lives in the eternal now. That's why he knows the end from the beginning. Because references to time are meaningless where God's concerned.
Right.
So he doesn't make those blanket promises. Now, I know somebody's thinking, oh, yes, he does. You know, whatsoever you ask in my name, believing you shall receive. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. There's a qualifier in there. In my name.
Right.
It doesn't mean you throw Jesus' name in at the end of your prayer. And I pray this in Jesus' name. And because of that, like a lucky rabbit's foot, God has to do whatever you ask because you played the Jesus card.
Right.
No, no, no. Biblically, in Jesus' name, in my name, means it's consistent with everything I am, everything I stand for, and everything I'm up to.
Hmm.
Something is only done in the name of God. If it originated with God, it's in God's timing, it's being done God's way, it's being done for God's purposes.
Right.
Hebrews understood that. They said, in the name of, that meant all of those things.
Right.
Hey.
Right.
So, when whatsoever you ask in my name, that is a qualifier. That isn't a blanket promise. It has to start with God, be a part of God's agenda, be God's timing, God's purpose, and God's ways.
And we just throw that word, that phrase around, don't we?
Oh, yeah, we do, because I ask in Jesus' name. We almost use it like magic.
Right.
Like an incantation.
Right.
So there is much, I'd put it this way, much that is prayed for in Jesus' name is not prayed for in Jesus' name. Right. Not when you understand what that phrase means.
Right, right.
Okay?
Right. Exactly.
So, no blanket promise. Because we couldn't be trusted with it.
Right.
So back to Jeremiah. Call upon me. And I read it again. Let's now, with that, and again, I'm not frail of memory. I have a reason here. Go ahead.
Call to me, and I will answer you. I will tell you great and mighty things which you do not know.
All right. What we have guaranteed is that God will answer. What we don't have guaranteed is that it'll give us what we've asked for.
Wow.
And God makes that clear in the very next phrase.
Right.
I will answer you and do what? Give you what you ask. No. And show you things that you are ignorant of.
Right.
See, right. Many times God's answer isn't yes. Sure, I'll give you that. Isn't no. No, I'd never give you that. Isn't even wait. Oh, I'll give you that, but it's a little premature. Many times God's answer is, there's a lot you don't know. I need to show you that.
Right.
Once I show you, your request is probably going to be different.
Your request is different.
You'll right. You'll have a different request.
Right.
Now, see, that's not a yes. It's not a no. It's not even a wait. It's a, there are things you need to know. Once you know them, you probably got to construct that request differently, if you even make it at all.
Right. Sitting here thinking just about your answer in...
And by the way, that is a universal.
Yeah.
Everything Jesus and the New Testament taught us about prayer indicates that. Mm. And in fact, it makes it clear we don't know how to ask correctly.
Right.
And that thankfully, sometimes God's work doesn't get hung up until we do understand. The Holy Spirit makes requests on our behalf with groanings and utterances that we can't hear.
That's right. Don't understand.
So when we don't understand, it doesn't always mean delay. Sometimes the Holy Spirit covers us.
Right.
But other times it does mean delay.
Yeah.
I mean, your child, you're a parent, I'm a parent. Child may ask for something, and you don't say yes, you don't say no, you don't even say wait. You say, you know what? Your request indicates there's a whole lot of the picture you haven't seen yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me talk to you about the rest of the picture. That's more important now than a yes or no.
Right. Exactly.
And because you don't know the rest of the picture, if you hold me to the fire, it's got to be no.
Exactly.
But it's not no out of meanness. It's no because
it's protecting.
You're asking amiss.
Right.
You don't even... Right. Well, like when you're 16 and can I take the car and a few of my friends on a 300-mile road trip?
Right.
No. There's so much about a trip like that that you're not aware of.
Sure. Because you've never done it, never been there.
Let me show you some things over the next year.
Right.
And then let's talk again.
Right.
So you can claim... Call upon me, I'll answer, and I'll show you things you don't know of.
Right.
And that's one of the primary purposes of prayer. Not to give your laundry list to God and then throw in Jesus' name like a character reference.
Right.
And get it. You spend time with God so that you can hear him and have him adjust your perspective and increase your understanding.
Hmm.
So that you don't ask for stupid stuff.
Right. Ask correctly. And we're bumping up against the time.
Yeah. We usually do.
But that was kind of my revelation sitting here thinking. A lot of my prayer time is for my daughter who has
absolutely
alopecia.
You'd be a bum dad if it wasn't.
And sitting here, you know, and oftentimes the thought comes to mind, well, you know, this is a 5-year prayer daily, multiple times daily. Why is she not healed? why is, does it seem like God is so silent?
Mm-hmm.
You're sharing. Maybe, I know there are some things now that maybe I don't understand.
God has purposes we know not of.
Right. And maybe my asking, it needs to be different. You know, maybe my understanding of the situation needs to be different.
You always want to hold on to asking for healing. That's not inappropriate. Of course we want to see healing. But it's also good to say, Lord, I know you're after more than I'm aware of.
Right. You're after more than I'm aware of.
Give me some understanding of some of those potentialities. Do we have a minute?
We do. Absolutely.
Got a minute? I saw on social media a clip of an Arab American woman who has cerebral palsy because of a botched delivery, unfortunately, because it's not an inherited thing. So cerebral palsy, she has the shaking,
right,
the uncontrollable shaking, a little bit of difficulty with her speech. And a wonderful comedian. And she was speaking at one of these TED conferences for women.
Okay.
And just, oh my, engaging, moving, inspiring, whole package.
Right.
But she has translated cerebral palsy because of a botched delivery into a career not only of entertaining people in a wholesome fashion, by the way, but inspiring people and making people aware of an overlooked minority, people who have cerebral palsy.
Right.
Who are often shunned, mocked, ridiculed by people who don't understand or who are insensitive.
Right.
Well, she's accomplishing a world of good.
Right.
And assisting an entire large community of people who need encouragement and assistance.
That's right.
She's heightening awareness. Now, I don't think, I know she's not a believer in Jesus. She's a Muslim. She was raised Muslim, which she says, look, I was Muslim with cerebral palsy, raised in New Jersey. What else could I have going against me, you know? But if God had healed her, she would have lived a quiet, obscure life like most of us. And
right. She wouldn't have
had no audience.
Right, exactly.
Her malady, her tragedy, has produced a large audience and enabled her to do a world of good she never would have done if she had been perfectly healthy.
Right.
Or at least not likely she would have.
It's a great way to look at it, yeah.
You know, that's why God says, I'll answer and show you.
Things you don't know.
Things you don't know. And I would add, and he didn't say show you all of them or show you all of them immediately.
Right.
But he will show you.
A lot different than what I...
Well, the promise is still for today.
Yeah.
But it's much different than what we think at first hearing.
Right. Right.
Which is why the best way to interpret any verse is in light of every other verse.
God, deliver me from this Western way of thinking and interpreting scripture.
Amen to that.
Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you.